hell is this?
What the hell is what?
What are we doing right now?
Sitting.
Why?
Because you made us.
We're queuing politely.
You're queuing politely?
Yeah, to...
In this hour pod?
I'm not queuing politely.
You're queuing rudely?
Sure.
Oh.
She flipped off the microphone, listeners.
Yeah, that was aimed at all of you.
Yeah, so she...
Take it personally.
No, it wasn't. I was just being rude.
You can find her at I don't actually know your address. So.
It's true. This is Q's in a Pod! We haven't done this in a while. Not that they'll know. There's really only a short interruption.
Yeah, who are you people? How did you get into your house?
Why are you all sitting on my rug? Where am I in my rug? Me and my rug are in a place. Where is this place? Give me answers now, peoples.
This is Earth.
Holy shit! Frontier. How did I get here?
Where do you expect you should be?
I don't know. With my rug in outer space. It's a flying outer space rug.
Well, I mean, if outer space is home, though, is it still outer space to you?
Mm-hmm. It's true. Isn't it the inner space?
Well, I had a home, but it blew it up. Someone covered it in blue paint. What?
That one is Amber. She's intolerable.
So I'm Amber. I am a part-time garden maintenance worker, a part-time artist, part-time entrepreneur, and double full-time student. Double full-time. Well, not quite, but almost.
I'm Tom Quackenbush, fantasy author, who also has a real job.
Yeah.
Fine.
Just letting you know there, Amber.
I'm Daniel Evans. I work at a bank for some reason, and I used to make art, but I'm not depressed anymore, so
I've
been struggling with the concept of how to express the absence of the despair, and or as my brain sometimes phrases it, you know, you're supposed to replace, you know, the murder with something, but what?
Suicide is the enemy.
It's true, but if your impulse towards violence towards others is taken away, all that's left is the impulse towards violence towards yourself. But now that I'm not depressed anymore, I don't have that either.
Could do purely cerebral art.
Well,
that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, here's the difficulty. Most of my stuff, I usually start on a black background and then bring stuff out of that, and just, I don't know, perhaps it's profound or not, but like the reverse does not work. Like starting with a white background and then attempting to use the same techniques that I would, like the reverse just doesn't function.
No, I see that.
Sort
of relate to what you're going through, but from a medical perspective, because I got on one medicine and it made me like not so stuck in my head, because a lot of it is like I had to write because all the stuff was in my head and it was torturing me, so I wrote it down and it wasn't in my head anymore. But then I was not feeling that pressure. I'm like, then why do I write? But then I had another pill that was just supposed to help me go to sleep, but is an antidepressant, and it's made me outgoing enough that I'm like, I don't have to be critical of my own writing. I can just write stuff down, and it's okay.
Oh, nice.
And so now, like, that sort of counterbalanced it, so I can work on my stuff without being like, I literally hate every word I'm writing down. No one's going to read this. This is such a waste of my time. Because I'm just, like, 2% happier, and that's all I needed.
Yeah.
You could always try a different medium, too.
Well, there is that, and, like, most of my work has ended up, like, coming out for me discovering a new medium, but... The other thing too is, as Tom was saying, like that art is generally the expression of things you can't otherwise express, and I don't have any tension built up that I need to express. It's I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll throw things at you till you get tension.
Well,
it's not gonna work.
I'm gonna be pretentious for a second.
Yeah,
Rainier Maria Rilke said that, like, all art must come from necessity, and if it came from necessity, you don't have to ask anybody if it's any good, because you had to create it. And I can respect that, because there's a lot of stuff where I just had to write it down.
Right.
And I can imagine things, like, I have trouble writing, like, for writing contests, or like, we'd like a story like this, I'm like, I bet you would, but I don't feel the need to write it.
Right.
Like, you want to offer me money? Pfft, no. I will write that story because I absolutely need to write it, or I won't write it at all.
Yeah.
I'll write it for money, too, though.
I will, technically, but I won't. It won't be as good.
I'd rather, like, the problem with the contest things and stuff, too, is that then you spend all your time making this thing, and then you might not get paid for it.
Right. I completely feel that. Yeah. And technically, I could just make another anthology and throw it up on Amazon and make, like, $20 off of it.
But who wants to do that?
Who wants to do that? Fools. So, what are we going to discuss tonight? Who knows?
Who knows what we'll talk about on Q's in a Pod?
Well, the thing is, I have things to talk about, but they're obviously things we've already discussed, like, a bunch. Uh-huh. Black Lives Matter. We've talked about that. Yeah. Still, we got black people getting shot by police officers. There was a guy...
Ridiculously often.
Yeah, there was a guy, I believe yesterday as of this recording, yes. His sister called because he was roaming a street, or like in the middle of the street. She called the police, which was your first mistake. And he had his hands in his pocket and was behaving erratically. So the police said, please take your hands out. They had their guns drawn, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And he took his hands out of his pocket, holding a... like vaping cigarette thing
in his
hand, like it was a gun, took the stance, and then one shot him with a taser and one shot him with bullets, and then he was dead.
Yep.
And I guess his sister recorded this and is like, you weren't supposed to kill him.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, like, she shouldn't have
called the police because we can't trust the police.
It's not her fault for calling the police.
No, but try telling her that.
Yeah.
No, to counter this, remember, there was a gentleman found eating somebody else's face who was not shot and killed. He was taken in calmly and clean, and carefully because he was white.
Right, and I recall Dylan Roof, the mushroom-headed guy who shot up that
also,
black church.
Yep.
Taken in. Given a bulletproof vest.
Taken into custody. Yep. Treated nicely and fairly. Didn't die mysteriously in lockup over a traffic stop.
True. They stopped and they got him Burger King on the way.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it really tires you out shooting up a church.
Well, I mean, obviously it would. Like, no joke there. Like, I would be a little famished after killing 9 people.
Yes. Which is why I should have taken a cue from the other guy, even though that happened later, and, like, you know, stopped to eat some faces.
Yeah.
You must get up awfully early in the morning.
Right. Eating faces, killing 9 people.
Yeah.
Takes a lot out of you.
So yeah. Yeah,
a lot out of them, too.
Not much has changed, right? Oh, murder.
Yeah. So we
don't know, like, we also don't keep track of, like, how many of anyone's being shot and killed, really, though.
But they're going to start.
Good. Yeah.
Within 2 years, there's going to be a database of everyone shot by the police.
Oh, yeah. Which gives them just enough time to get all the shootings in that they wanted to do so that, you know.
True.
I, like, if I had that level of scrutiny on me as a professional, I would hold the taser. I would try not to kill people.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's, like, disturbing, is they're getting shot and tased at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, well, I know it's by two different people, but you think it should be one or the other.
Well, I mean, ideally, I mean, that was one of the ideas behind the taser, is that it's supposed to provide an alternative to shooting somebody.
Yeah.
And, of course, instead, it's just now another tool of compliance for anybody that you know, mildly inconveniences the officer.
Hmm.
What we really need are enforcers.
Mm.
Like, we need to take human thought out of this. They're good at pulling triggers. Yeah. So they'll pull the trigger, and then the enforcer from Psychopaths...
It took me a second to be like, okay, wait, Terminator, robot?
No. The enforcer will decide their criminal quotient... And then either incapacitate them or blow their head off.
Yeah.
But then at least we can blame a machine and not...
Yeah. Incidentally, watch Psychopaths. It's really good.
Yeah.
Don't bother with the sequel, apparently.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a sequel. Yeah.
It would make sense to have the same sort of tool, but not really. Like, to be, you know, set your gun to stun as opposed to shooting.
Well, I mean, there are many, many, many countries that get by without arming their police officers with guns.
Yep.
That would be a very easy first step.
And but then we can their focus... population might not be as armed with guns either.
But it still doesn't matter. Like, you know, they're in most of the cases where there's an active shooter, you know, how often is it the cops that take them down, and how often is it that it was somebody randomly walking by? Like, they would have time to go get guns if it turned out that there was an active shooting situation. They don't necessarily need them. I mean, you know, that's also ignoring how often they lose track of their assault weapons that they have now. Because, you know, I remember that being one of the first pictures that came out after we started giving cops, like, AR-15s to just walk around with, was an officer who just left the rifle with a magazine in it, just on the back of the car, God. just sitting there. Like, somebody walked by and took a picture of it, and they were, like, in a Dunkin' Donuts or something.
You sure this wasn't the beginning of a level of Left 4 Dead? Because on Left 4 Dead, there are guns left on the backs of cars.
Yeah, as I say, close, it was Seattle, but...
Oh, and how, like, even some of the cops are asking for more training and everything. They should we should be spending more money on training them as opposed to getting them tanks.
Yes. The other problem there, too, is that training is often just a way to... it's kind of similar to, like in your office when you complain about it's too cold, and the maintenance guys, they'll come in and they'll fiddle with the thermostat but not actually change it.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you saw them mess with it, like, you might not complain for another hour or so.
True.
Yeah.
True. But, like, you know, there can be effective training.
Oh, yes, there definitely can be, but it's much deeper than that at this point. Like,
true.
There's clearly a culture of murdering black people, or... Well,
there's a culture of being infatuated with guns. At all.
That also, yes. That definitely feeds into it.
And that's like, regardless of what level you are, like, it goes with security guards and everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to invoke his name, because if you say it three times, he appears. But, during the presidential debates that just happened, Trump was asked, basically, Lester Holt, the moderator, asked a question that was clearly leading into Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't say Black Lives Matter. Basically, he's like, well, what do you think we should do with all this? And Trump's like, law and order, which I think was the last show he had watched. And basically that, no, we need to arm the police even more. We need to militarize them even more.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I mean, they don't have miniguns yet. So I feel like, you know, that...
Miniguns?
Yeah, oh, those are multi-barrel Gatling guns. Yeah. The electric... Yeah.
That sounds so cute, though.
I know. It's kind of confusing. But they're mini for a Gatling gun, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't remember. There's some story behind.
So it's like a handheld Gatling gun.
Yeah, like, you know, Predator. Jesse Ventura has the that. That's,
I know what a Gatling gun is.
Yeah. I guess because, like, a Gatling gun.
Watch Rurouni Kenshin.
I was gonna say a Gatling gun specifically is apparently the crank version, and mini guns refer to, like, modern electric ones, but you can still call them both because it's similar.
The things you learn.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, we start arming officers with a couple of those, and, like, suddenly they can, like, mow down entire neighborhoods. I mean, if efficiency is the issue, which it seems to be.
He was definitely saying, like, we have to have everyone be safe in the inner cities and everything, but at the same time, the people in the inner cities are evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, these are hell holes that no one would want to live in. And we need to protect these people... Because who would want to live there? He really is, like, astoundingly racist.
Yeah.
I think it's unequivocal. Because really he's like, black and Hispanic communities are terrible places where the blacks and Hispanics are terrorized. Like, by the police? No, not by the police. Right. By other Hispanics and blacks. Got it.
Which are sometimes police.
Which are sometimes police.
Well, see,
but
that's...
once you put on blue, you cease to be black.
Okay.
Well, see, it's that's the beauty of, like, institutional racism, is you don't actually have to think about your motivations for it at all. It's just, you know, I know I'm supposed to hate black people and other dark-skinned people that are poor, or, you know, I'm supposed to hate poor people, but specifically, you know,
when you can see
black
that
and brown-skinned
poor.
People, yes. And I don't have to think about why, because, you know, I just know that that's the case, because every piece of media I see is going to inform me of this.
Yeah.
Did either of you ever read Jailbird by Kurt Vonnegut?
No.
Nope.
I don't remember much about it, except that there is a prison, like, in a very rural area, and they don't even bother putting the prisoners in uniforms because their black skin is uniform enough. Like, you're not going to escape, because if they see a black person, they'll just assume that you're a prisoner.
Right.
That's so sad.
It is so sad.
Yeah. And, you know, plausible enough
for
reality, this even now, some places. Yeah, but yeah, no, I didn't see any of Trump's nonsense. And Amber's trying to violate the Geneva Convention against using blinding devices against ground troops.
It's true.
Sorry, I just made a very tiny flashlight.
Out of a full-sized flashlight.
I could bring my Tamagotchi back to life with the batteries, maybe.
But it wouldn't be the same Tamagotchi, would it?
What?
Because it will have died, and then you're just creating a clone.
Well, they always die. Even before the batteries die, they probably die.
Bringing it back to... I really look forward and dread November 9th, when this whole election is over and we can prepare for the next election. Because I don't like Hillary, and I loathe Trump.
Yeah.
Like, they're not good. There's a good Last Week Tonight, which I will link in the show notes, that basically says, like, yes, Hillary is rife with scandals and corruption, but Trump is worse.
Yeah.
Which is what I hear, like, well, she's the lesser evil, we have to go for it. And I despise the mindset of lesser evil, because you could have had someone who was good.
Yeah.
Well, that is another argument, is like the DNC ended up going with the only person who could potentially lose to Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, nobody else would be having this trouble.
Likewise, the RNC ended up with the only guy.
Yep.
Because I honestly believe even Ted Cruz would have given Hillary way more of a run for her money than Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, again, like it's entirely plausible to imagine that, you know, Hillary and Trump were still working together on some plan. Like, it slightly makes more sense for Trump to have been running because Hillary was like, hey, I need somebody worse than I am to, like, prop myself against. And then it got out of hand.
Yeah, because pretty much every time one of Hillary's scandals reared its head, Trump would do something ludicrous.
Oh, right.
So he was very good at deflecting attention away from her.
Yeah.
Even if that's unintentional, it doesn't feel
right. Which is the problem with that sort of thing. Is like, it doesn't. Even if it's not intentional, it has the same effect.
It could be intentional in the they're not paying attention to me. I want them to pay attention to me, even if the attention to the other person is negative.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it is clear that Trump doesn't have any concept of like. I don't know anything. I don't think he has like much of awareness. He's very much like a simple organism where he needs, he'll go towards the light regardless of what it is.
Yes. He's so reactionary that Hillary was kind of pounding him on like his tax returns.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you know, maybe you didn't pay them. And he said, yeah, cause I'm smart. So, like, so you just admitted that you did not pay your taxes.
Right?
Yeah, and she went off with it. I mean, zero money for health programs, zero money for the military, zero money for, you know, everyone.
Right, yeah, and again, given that she must, like, I'm sure she utilizes every loophole available to her.
Oh, yeah.
Including the Clinton Foundation itself. If she's able to make that sort of attack against him and he has no effective response, like, that's not great.
But all he was doing was reacting.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, no, you! It was not thoughtful. It's like, I built up this whole thing about, I'm not going to release my tax returns because I'm being audited. Even the moderator's like, no, the IRS said you can do that.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
But at the same time, he's saying his lawyers suggested that he doesn't do it.
You sure that they're lawyers? You're sure they're not no one?
Yeah, I mean, didn't his doctor turn out to be barely a doctor?
Yeah, who admitted he was just repeating things Trump had told him.
Right.
Wow, he had a doctor?
Announce that he is the healthiest person this doctor's ever seen.
Okay.
And then the doctor's like, yeah, I just, you know, it's hard not to just repeat things he says.
Aww.
You're a doctor. You're supposedly a doctor, sir.
Not really.
Well, but he, you know, he writes me checks.
Yes. He does make really weird faces too.
Yeah, like they're to a point where you wonder if there's like neurological damage in there somewhere.
Aww.
Like there's that one Trump face. Or wait, were we talking about the doctor or Trump?
Trump.
Okay, because no, he does. He has that one weird like the smug face where his eyes are closed and he's making that weird grimace. That I don't know, I just wonder if he's like not constantly suffering from micro strokes or something.
Aww.
Just
what is weird for me, though, I acknowledge that in the past probably we were this concerned about the health of our candidates. Mm-hmm. We're just really obsessed now. It's like, oh, does Hillary have Parkinson's? You know, oh, Trump was sniffing a lot. Is he on cocaine?
Well, we are. We're more obsessed with health and vitality than we used to be as a society. Yeah. Well,
also, like, the scariest thing about a Trump campaign is probably his vice president. Because, again, I don't actually think Trump is smart enough to take advantage of his position. I don't think that people under him would necessarily do everything he told them to. Two, I don't think he understands enough about the situation to really do much more with it. His vice president, however.
So Pence equals Cheney.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, remember there's that short-lived in that it wasn't talked about as much thing about Trump basically offering the presidency to, like, several prominent GOPers, being like, yeah, join my campaign, you can do everything, I'll just sit back and do nothing.
Yes.
Like, that was that was documented. He said those things.
You will deal with, you know, foreign and domestic policies. What will Trump deal with? Making America great again. That's a quote.
Yes.
He'll deal with being a figurehead.
Yep.
Yes.
Which, you know, so that's even the worst part about it isn't really him, it's the vice president. Which, so, okay, yeah, so in that case, you know, his health sort of factors into it, because if he dies two weeks into it, then all of a sudden we're stuck with de facto President Pence, or not Pence, is it Pence?
It is Pence!
I keep getting mixed
Mike
up.
Mike Pence.
Alright, so Keane is Hillary's VP pick, I think.
Kane.
Okay. I know. Forgettable.
Do we ever see the, like, VP's debate or anything?
I think we can. I think it's been done.
Yeah, at some point, probably. But, you know, it's mostly going to be about
the headliners.
Yeah.
And I feel like Pence is a way stronger personality than Kane.
Oh, yeah.
And so that will skew people toward the Trump-Pence campaign, because Pence will just eat Kane alive.
Yeah. Kane, not a great pick. There's just so much wrong with the situation. The situation is the losing part. Like, it just, I don't know.
Remember, these are the candidates you chose, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Or
chose, quotation marks.
The Democratic Convention chose for you.
Right.
Yes.
Because, you know, even taking all the horrible stuff on the Trump side into account, like, there's not a great chance that Hillary's going to be entirely better. She's definitely going to start more wars. She's definitely going to keep enriching, you know, her rich cronies. But, you know, the silver lining is that she might not start death squads for gay people.
Aww.
Which is the shittiest part about this, is, like, that ends up being the main reason that, you know.
Yeah. Don't blame me. I voted for Kodos.
I also believe, I'm almost certain that we ended up having to reference this, like, last time we talked about this, just probably, because, like, it's so prominent.
It is.
Of a problem.
Back when Simpsons was topical.
Yeah.
Are they're still making episodes?
They still make episodes of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Much like the two-party system, it's gone on too long.
Nah, I don't know, maybe.
Which would you rather end sooner, two-party system or The Simpsons?
I kind of want to see all the treehouses of horror in a row.
We could do that.
Oh, must be a collection.
Yeah.
I'm shocked if they're not just selling that.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't watched The Simpsons in a while. But when I did, I tried to tune in for that.
So we're fucked.
Are we, though?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't think Trump's going to win.
No.
I mean,
but, like, I don't know. It's a certain, we can say that all we want, but that doesn't make him not dangerous. Like, we could say he's going to win.
No,
and then
he's
could
mobilized
win.
Yeah,
an amazing amount of racists. Sorry, guys. The deplorables.
Yeah.
Who now are emboldened. Now they're like, we're normal. Did you see how many of us there were? And I'm not saying that every Trump voter is a monster. But some of you are.
Enough of you are.
Enough of you are. And no one is being like, well, that was really racist. Like, I tend to skew more Democrat, but I still understand that Hillary is a monster. Like, she is terrible. And,
yeah,
if she were running against, like, the McCain I saw back in 2000, I'd want McCain to win.
Yeah.
She does have good talking points, though, which is partially what makes her dangerous,
too. But again, the bar she's working against is so low.
True.
They're good talking points against Trump.
She's good at the, like, people seem to care about raising the middle class right now. I guess we'll talk about that.
Okay,
and isn't that what you want a politician to do? To just pander to you?
Yeah.
Which is better than Trump, because he's pandering to, like, you are literally the lowest common denominator. There's no one beneath you. All right. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it.
And actually, he'll build a wall, make the Mexicans build it, saying they'll pay him, and then not pay them.
That is something that came out during the debates, is that he frequently stiffs people.
Oh, yeah. No, like that's his business model.
Yeah. It's like, maybe I didn't like what he did.
Right, that's what he said. It's like, yeah, maybe I just didn't like it. You still have to pay people. Like, write a bad Yelp review, but you don't, like, $100,000 worth of labor and services, and you're like, nope, didn't like it. I ate this entire meal. Send it back. I want a new one.
But you know, if you had daddy's like trust fund to work with, then you can be like, well, sue me.
Yeah.
See where you get.
He has had, I think, like over 3,000 lawsuits against him.
Yeah.
There are lawsuits against him right now. I don't think that whole rape thing was ever really cleared up, but I don't know that's about.
No, actually, very recently, a clip of him defending statutory rape was unearthed.
Oh God.
And again, like I'm not following any of this at all, but it just floods, you know. Well, okay, Reddit. It floods Reddit.
Yeah.
Such that there's a civil war on Reddit going on between, you know, people I have to assume are trolling that are like pretending to be pro-Trump but still having the same effect.
I'm sure a lot of them are pro-Trump.
There's a lot, but it's a lot of it is anonymous, and you can't take anonymous seriously, because you know, if they're pretending to be Trump supporters and they're doing, like, they're putting this much effort into it, they're effectively Trump supporters, even if they're not. But at the same time, like, they don't, you know, who knows what they're going to do. They just like fucking with people.
Speaking of which,
stupid memes.
That's exactly where I want to go right now. The weirdest thing in this election season for me is that Peep became a white power symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Peep the Frog. I still can't quite parse how that happened. I'm like, I know Peep. He was on Tumblr. He's for the Nazis now?
Wait. What was he originally for?
4chan.
He was originally for 4chan?
Yeah. Well, not for 4chan, but 4chan primarily adopted him for use as a reaction meme.
Yeah, he was like, from some guy's webcomic.
Yeah.
I'm sure that guy's awfully happy now.
Aww.
But yeah, like, I'd seen Peep a lot on Tumblr. It's like, oh, look, it's a rare Peep. This one's shiny. But that's the extent of it, is like, he was sort of like a meme of memes.
Uh-huh.
At least on Tumblr.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, he's a white power thing now? And like, yeah, the alt-right has little frog things frog emojis next to their names. I'm like, wait, that's supposed to be Peep? What?
I think it's very similar to how, like, My Little Pony, you know, without intending to, became, you know, a poster child for men's rights activists.
Except they apparently, intentionally did that.
Right. Well, there was a list of, here's what we're going to do. And the next thing on the list is making Taylor Swift a white power princess. And they're like, well, we succeeded with Peep. He's ours now.
Yep.
She's next.
Well, to be honest, I don't think that would take a ton of work.
She's definitely an Aryan princess.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's never been shy about appropriation and, like, any of that. So, I don't know.
She just shakes it off.
Yeah.
I like Taylor Swift.
I kind of do, too. She's good to work out to.
Actually, you know what? I might be getting her mixed up with Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
not
going to
say that
pop.
Taylor Swift doesn't appropriate, because she almost definitely does. Miley Cyrus, however, totally appropriates.
Yeah. Yeah. And is, again, unapologetic.
Yeah.
I don't like her. I like Taylor Swift. I don't like Miley Cyrus. But yeah. So didn't you say Peep is even on some hate list?
Yes. The Anti-Defamation League added Peep as a hate symbol. He is like a swastika now.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing about, like, symbols is, like, it doesn't take a lot of effort for them to change from their original meaning. All it requires is like the people currently using it now, like the way they're using it, that's what it means now, like, and that's just stuck.
It must be so, that evolution is so strange. Like, some, I'm gonna say shitty webcomic, but I don't know his webcomic. Yeah. I just know that Peep came out of it. And then, like, how he got to this point. So, just some thing from a webcomic.
Yeah.
Homestuck is gonna be the next hate symbol. I'm predicting it right now.
Isn't it already?
Yeah.
Just because you hate it doesn't make it a hate symbol.
I was gonna say, like, weirdly, Homestuck is not really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Propagated to, like, I know I see some of the stuff outside of Tumblr, but I don't think it's actually propagated that much. Like, I never see it on Reddit, and you know, except for very specific things. Like, it doesn't impose itself.
It doesn't permeate very much.
No, like, I was sort of freaked out when I saw it when we started doing No Such Convention at Vassar. Yeah. And it's like, why are these people gray? What's with the orange horns?
Yeah.
And there are so many of them.
There are so many of them. And I'm like, is he a local guy? He's not.
Yeah. Like, they, and I never like see them really around anywhere else.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we, there might have been a few when we were at Otakon the 1 year, but
yeah,
like
usually
not
there's like
many.
A couple, but
yeah. I've looked at Homestuck a little bit. Like, I looked at the comic and I'm like, wait, why this? Why is this the webcomic? Is it especially good? Like, I tried reading a little bit and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, there are so many more webcomics, but this is the one you dress up as?
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I mean, it's because you're not a kid, man.
I don't know. I used to read so many webcomics and I can't ever imagine wanting to dress up as one of them. But even if I did, I don't think it would be that one.
Yeah, no, especially not when 8-bit comics exists as a thing. Black Mage for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd dress up. Ooh, I don't know. I'll dress up as someone from Ugloff.
Oh, that's an easy one.
You just take your clothes
off.
Just
be naked. No, something more interesting than that.
You be naked and glue tentacles to your genitals?
No.
Yeah, man.
There are dressed characters.
Briefly.
It's true. Oh, you could be the
Could be the ice princess.
Yeah. Oh, the poor ice princess.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorites.
Or I could just carry around a disembodied penis.
I don't know if they'd know you're from Ugla.
Yeah.
I could wear that, that outfit they all wear, though. I don't know, they could all have, like, the same peasant outfit.
Yeah, or you could go as, like, one of the Sithrak guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
All you have to do is we need to get a skull and then slam some nails into it.
True.
Yeah, set the eyes on fire.
Yeah. I don't know if I have access to skulls or not yet.
Sithrak's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'd vote for Sithrak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, in Ogloff, how they, like, have Sithrak at one point, and he's like, oh, you're still reading that book? That's, like, my emo high school poetry. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
So, what else, guys?
I don't know. What's up with y'all?
Working. Trying to finish my book.
Schooling so hard,
Amber.
Yeah.
But sometimes with people who are just too young.
Too young. That's the problem with going back to college.
Damn kids. That's what the problem is.
I brought up
they need to
Borders
get
the other day, and then I realized I don't know if anyone would have any idea what Borders is anymore.
Are there Borders anywhere?
They closed back when they closed.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
They had the best hot chocolate.
They did. That's what I was talking about. And then I was like, I don't know if these people have any idea of that I'm talking about a bookstore, not like just a coffee shop that closed.
Well, I mean, Barnes & Noble still exists somehow.
Doesn't have as good hot chocolate. Well, I mean, it partially exists because, you know, there has to be some bookstore.
Well, right. Well, I mean, that was kind of like what happened with independent bookstores or like, you know, small secondhand bookstores is like, there was a pruning off, and then the ones that survived are way stronger.
Because,
you know, they're you know, or even just the basic idea of like oh, books are gonna die because e-ink and all that, and you know, they're rebounded massively after the novelty, you know, wore off, or rather now that people like it, just turns out that reading paper books is a better format. It's more satisfying.
It is pretty satisfying.
I guess so. I like both.
You know. Yeah.
I love having textbooks on my e-reader.
Yeah, I don't like backlit displays, though, when I'm reading.
Yeah.
See, mine's backlit for my e-book, for my textbooks.
Listeners, why don't you send us various e-readers, and we'll decide what the best format is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then we'll report on it.
Yeah, just like one of each.
I'll tell you which ones are the best for reading PDFs of textbooks.
Yeah.
Okay. You could even give me some textbooks and or money for me to buy textbooks.
Well, that's the sad thing now, is at this point, asking somebody to buy you textbooks is like more of a burden than being like, can I have a car?
I know, right? My sister gave me some for my birthday.
And your sister might be giving me a car.
Nice. Maybe.
Nice.
So we'll see which one we appreciate more, Amber.
It's true.
Can't drive a textbook.
No.
But I could sell it for hundreds of dollars depending on the textbook.
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
I would download a car.
Fuck yeah,
I'd download a car. Find a 3D printer?
Yeah.
Just print it out. Print out that shit.
Oh, did you see the, they apparently are really close to perfecting, like, 3D printed bones?
That's awesome.
It's like a, it's a squishy sort of structure that they print, and, like, it
hardens.
Well, it doesn't harden. That's the weird thing. No, it doesn't really harden, but it's like it compresses and it maintains its shape. And eventually it gets replaced with, like, normal bone material, because it's made out of, like, a similar thing and, like, a mixture of a polymer. Yeah. But the main thing about it is that it like, you know, your body will
fill it in with bone?
Oh, yeah, well, blood vessels and bone, yeah. Like they've tested it, and it works so really well. Yeah, yeah, there's a, as with all things New Scientist, there's like, a 50-second clip of them, like, pounding it with a hammer and you know,
that's
squishing
so creepy.
It.
That's great.
I want it.
Pretty soon cool. We'll 3D print real life sex dolls.
Now we have to do that, except have it be adamantium.
Yeah.
Well, your body will not naturally fill in adamantium.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
possibly because adamantium's not a thing.
Right. First, we must invent adamantium.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, it's the first step.
Oh, the first step to adamantium.
Right. Yeah. We'll have to teach ourselves how to create super strong bones.
Yeah, I don't know. I think adamantium wouldn't be the way to go. What you'd be looking for is some sort of, like, you know, graphene construct.
That's
like
graphing?
Graphene.
Graphene.
Graphene? What's that?
It's monomolecular sheets of carbon molecules. Mm. And it's one of those things, like, it's at the scale that you make the sheets, it's like, it's a super material. It's, like, insanely strong and durable and all that. It,
cool.
It just has difficulty, like, you know, coming up. But you can make nanotubes out of it.
Ooh.
So, like, you can make, theoretically, really, really, you know, durable materials that would also be, like, way, way lighter than other carbon fibers.
Did you also see the cool thing about using cotton candy to make blood vessel pathways or whatever?
No, but that does make sense.
Cause yeah, because it's, like, all connected.
Is that similar to, well, I know one method for printing organs was creating, like, scaffolds of, like, cartilage, and then, you know, things that would like that where it creates the scaffold, and then as the cells fill in, they, like, eat the scaffold, and you just have a thing left behind.
And that's why I'm going to biomedical research for kitties.
Yes.
You experiment on the animals, and then we use it for human.
And then the animals experiment on you.
God creates dinosaurs, dinosaurs die off. God creates man. Man creates dinosaurs. Dinosaurs kill man. Woman inherits the earth. Jurassic Park.
Yes. Yeah, was that Jeff Goldblum's character? His name I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to call him Dr. Malcolm Reynolds, but I'm pretty sure that's not right.
It might be Malcolm.
It could be. Now it's Dr. Malcolm Gladwell, who is a doctor, I think.
Mm.
All right.
Mm. Anything else, bros?
Final thoughts, Amber!
Is
that to do with the presidential debates, or the loss of Peep as a meme?
Mm.
Mostly just my head hurting.
Okay. Final thoughts, Daniel!
Yeah, I don't know. I should be better prepared for that, and I don't...
That's okay.
You know.
I always am surprised by it, too, and I'm the one who does it.
Right.
So, final thoughts, Tom! I would say that our country needs a colonic because it's so full of shit. It's impacted, and yeah. we're going septic.
I like that. I like that, Tom.
Thank you. It just came out of me.
Yes. Some parting words for us.
To piggyback on what Tom said, as a person though, you probably don't need a colonic unless you're actually medically impacted. So don't fall for that cleansing shit.
Because I don't remember that he was some politician in like the 1700s. I want to say,
mm-hmm.
and he had like let's say a kidney stone, and it was just stuck in his urethra. Mm-hmm. So what he did is he took a whale bone. From his wife's corset, and he just stuck it down his urethra, and he just poked at it, hoping to break it up. And in doing so, he just wrecked that dick. He just wrecked it. Yeah. And then it got septic, and he got infected, and he died. Mm. He died because his penis didn't work right.
Right.
And then he poked at it with a whalebone. So don't do that, listeners.
Weirdly, like, I, of course, immediately imagined Trump doing that. Just because...
It would have only had to been a little bit of whalebone then.
Well, right, because, you know. But yeah, no, it wasn't hard.
Can you imagine the level of despair where you're like, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick this bone up my dick.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you, thank goodness for science and medicine, right?
I feel like I'd resort to suction before sticking things into it.
Well, but if you're at a place where whalebone technology is your option, then suction is not, like, there's nothing... I don't even think
get
you
your
have...
wife.
I
really don't think that's going to work. He went to doctors beforehand.
Fine.
Yeah, I believe
at least
that
try it.
That must have been at the point in time where, like, you know, every time they cut you open, you were probably going to die anyways.
Right.
So, you know, better make sure that's absolutely what has to happen.
But I think a bullet to the head would have been better than death by mutilated penis.
Yeah.
True.
Well, also, like, I do believe there have been women who have, you know, had kidney stones and also given birth, and, you know...
So
like,
the kidney stone is worse?
They're up there.
Yeah.
They're up there, right?
Though, I guess this is my parting thought, is I read an article, and apparently people have gone on roller coasters to alleviate their kidney stones because the centrifugal force just...
Oh yeah, no,
I
could kind of see that. Like similar to when you were a kid and you had a loose tooth, you know.
Tie it
to a string and it'll do it. Now what's funny is I imagine that newer generations have not had that experience. I feel like that was a, you know, carryover from an older time.
Yeah, I
definitely always had heard about it, but I don't think I ever tried it. I just pulled it out.
Yeah, I feel like all of this is a metaphor for our political state.
Going back to the birth thing, I did recently look up the pain scale and everything, and giving birth is like an 8. And, like, why I was interested in this is, like, I always thought that birth, like, I used that as my reference point for, like, 10.
Mm.
But it turns out that I've actually had pain close to childbirth just from having migraines and nausea.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh!
Well, the other difficult...
It's weird!
Yeah. Like with pain specifically, it's actually kind of difficult to make pain scales because it's so relative.
Yeah,
yep. That's why I always undervalue what the doctor would be expecting because I'm like, I used to have migraines when I was little.
Right. But actually, it's a big issue with African American men because doctors are like, no, you don't even feel pain like that. We don't think that you feel pain like that, so we're not even going to bother medicating you.
Oh, goodness.
What?
That's a fact.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they assume that black men are tougher.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, again, remember, every piece of media you've ever seen in your life gives you that, you know, gives you that narrative of...
Like, wouldn't you say, like, if you're giving a high number that it must be really bad then?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if they're asking the question.
Okay.
But I mean, that is a thing, though. It's like, yeah, there's, you know, the same thing that makes white men afraid of black men also makes black men think that they have to live up to this impossible standard of, like, you know, beyond
hypermasculinity.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. In a very specific way. It's like, can't have any weakness at all. Like,
okay.
Know, I don't know. It's pretty sad.
So... Is everything, everyone good?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have some parting words. Hydrosa, Diploda, Zyosaura, Planaria, I don't know how to pronounce that. Turdus and Ginkgo Phyta.
Yeah.
I've been activated.
Bye.
So, yes, the Autumn Soldier is on his way.